My name is Ja'Kiah Jackson. I am 16 years old. Today is December 15, 2021, and I'm speaking with Mary Davis, who is my granny. We are recording this interview in Chatham, Louisiana. Okay, Ms. Davis, tell me about where you grew up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Chatham, Louisiana, which is a small town of about 600 people. And my childhood was very good. My mom and dad were very loving. And I attended Jasper Henderson Elementary. And when schools were integrated, I attended Chatham High School. Now, I didn't know at that time that we were poor. But when I got older, I realized and looked back on my life, I realized that I was poor. But my mom and dad made sure that we had everything that we needed. And we were a happy, close-knit family.
That's very interesting, Granny. Okay, tell me about your parents and what they did.
My mom was a stay-home mom until my youngest sister started school. And after my youngest sister started school, my mom was hired through the Jackson Parish school system. My dad was a laborer. He did puffwood hauling all of his life up until we were teenagers. After we become teenagers, he was hired on at a lumber mill in Chatham, which was called Bridal's Lumber Mill. And after that, he moved on to what we call Willamette in Dotson, Louisiana. And he worked there until he retired. I can't rightfully remember the year that he retired in, but he retired from Dotson's paper mill. But I can remember my dad and taking lunches to him because he didn't have money at that time to buy lunches. And that's when I had learned how to drive, and I drove down to take him lunches so that he would be able to eat.
And how old were you?
I was 16 years of age.
Okay. Growing up, how many siblings did you have, and describe them?
Growing up, I had 8 siblings. My older brother, whose name was Robert. My older sister, whose name was Lois. And then my sister Joanne, my sister Roy, my sister Carolyn. And then I was next in line, and my sister Deborah, my sister Sarah, and my sister Janet. And what I most remember about my siblings, it was like my mom and dad had 2 sets of kids, because my older 4 siblings, they were older than we were. And I actually don't remember too much about growing up with them because I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I remember my 3 younger siblings that I grew up with. And we were very close-knit. We was a very, very close-knit family. But I remember I lost my oldest sister, and I lost my older brother. And after that, I lost my younger brother. But my sister that I was next to, I lost her when she was 5 years of age. I was only 3. But we were a very close-knit family. We loved each other, and we're still like that today with us 5 siblings that are left. There are 5 girls left, and we are very close-knit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so how did you and your spouse meet, which is my papa?
Well, I was living in West Monroe, Louisiana, and I was working in this cafe. And I convinced the lady, the owner of the cafe, to let me do plate lunches. And she did, because my mom taught me at an early age, taught me how to cook, and I was a very good cook. And so I prepared plate lunches, and my husband of today, he worked for Illinois Central Railroad. And he and his co-workers would come in and to buy plate lunches, and that's how I met him. And from there, I really wasn't too interested in him, but he was interested in me. And he asked me my name. I told him my name, asked me where I lived, but I would not tell him where I lived. And I would walk to work every day, and I walked back to work when I got off. And he told me, he said, if I'm interested in somebody, he said, I will find a way to find out where they live at. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know, because I used to watch out to see if I could see their vehicle, and I didn't see it that day, and I was walking home. And I guess they were somewhere on another street watching. And when I turned on the street and got to where I lived, he was coming from the opposite direction. And he told me, he said, didn't I tell you, if I'm interested in somebody, I will find out where they live. And today, we have been married for 38 years. And I thank God for him, because he's a very, very beautiful person. I mean, when I tell you, he really and truly takes care of me, he really takes care of me. And I thank God for him.
Yes. Okay, now tell me about when you found out you were going to be a parent.
When I found out that I was going to be a parent, I was very shocked. And I just didn't know how I was going to deal with that, because when I first became a parent, I was 21 years of age. Even though I knew about parenthood, I just wasn't ready for parenthood. But after my first child was born, you know, it changes your whole life's perspective. And I was so outdone. I was just overwhelmed with my girl. And I thanked God, because she really and truly made me grow up to be a real woman. And right today, I look at her and I say to myself, you are the one that made me become the woman that I am. You made me become the woman that I am to love children. And I say that because I have worked with children for 38 years of my life. I'm still working with children, but I intend to retire in May. Even though I'm retiring, I will still work with children if they need my help. And I just thank God that he's blessed me this far to be able to say that my daughter, whose name is Carmen Cedar McGuire, she is the one that made me a proud, proud parent.
Wow, that is something that I can take with me in life, because even though I won't be ready to be a mother, I will know, like, my firstborn is going to be somebody that's going to be my first love, and somebody that's going to help me grow into a beautiful young lady and woman and be a mother, so I can be mother-like for the rest of my kids. Oh, Lord. So, what was my mom like growing up?
Well, your mom was my quiet child. She as a baby. She never cried. I didn't know when she was hungry. I didn't know when she needed changing. I just had to keep close check on her because she was just a baby that just never cried. And a matter of fact, she was my best baby. And when I first had her, and the year that I had her in, they didn't put babies in the bed with you. They put them in a crib and pulled the crib next to you. And because of the difficulties I had in birthing her, and she started crying, and I couldn't get to her. But when I tried to get to her, she just put her thumb in her mouth and started sucking her thumb, and she didn't cry anymore. And that's the way she was all the way through up till she got age enough to know right from wrong. She was always very quiet. But I could say this about her. She has become a very strong young lady. Yes, I can say she has really and truly grown into a beautiful young lady. She was coming up through the years, she was kind of shy. Well, I thought she was shy, but she didn't like confrontations. And the thing about her was, but she's a very outspoken young lady right now. But I tell you, the most easiest child to deal with was her. I didn't have no problems out of her. She was very humble. And I just thank God because, you know, a lot of times kids, I don't know, kids don't fit in with peers and stuff. But mm-hmm. I didn't have that problem with her. You know, she was a person that didn't talk much, but when she did speak, she spoke what was on her mind.
That's somehow like how I am. Now I know that like that's how my mama was, so maybe I got that characteristic from her.
I think you do because I look at you and I think about her. She was very athletic. She was very talented. And she always accepted challenges just like you do today. And I look at you and I be saying, oh my God, I could see my daughter in her daughter. She was never afraid to take a challenge. And I look at you, and you are like that today. You're not afraid to take challenges, no matter what it is. And no matter what the consequences are behind you taking those challenges, you accept it wholeheartedly, but you steady move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Now, do you have any childhood stories about my mom and her siblings?
Well, the only childhood stories I have about your mom and your siblings is that they always stuck together. They never told off on each other. No matter what they did. And if I would say, I know you did this here, and they would say, Mama, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. They never told on each other. They was always close. They stuck to whatever they decided that they was going to tell me. That's what each one of them said.
So they had like sisterly love.
They have sisterly love, and they have that sisterly love right today.
Yeah, I see. Okay, tell me about the people who has had the greatest influence on your life.
Well, the people that had the greatest influence on my life was my mom and my dad because they taught me moral values. I mean, values that I have carried all through my life. One thing they taught us, that if you don't have family, you don't have nothing. But if you have family, you should always be able to depend on family. And that's the way we are right today. I'm not saying that we don't have disagreements and that we don't have fallouts, but we don't disagree to stay falling out. We say what we gotta say to each other, and that's it. We leave it there, but we are close-knit. We are a very loving family, and plus, even if you're not part of our family, we always accept whoever. We don't ever meet strangers. We don't meet strangers. That's something our mom and dad never taught us. You know, you accept people at face value. Accept them for who they are. Because if you can't trust family, you can't trust anybody.
Yeah, and I remember Papa and Mother, like, they were so sweet. Like,
yes, they were.
It was just a lot of stuff. Like, they really brought the family together and closer. Like, we would go eat at their house when,
yes,
like, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yes, yes.
It was like the best times.
Yes. And I know you miss them as much as I miss them. But I know God had a better plan for them. And I'm grateful that God allowed us with them for as long as he did. Because, you know, your grandpa, your great-grandpa, he lived to be 102. Mm-hmm. And you know he was still in his right mind, still living by himself. And your grandmother, when she died, she was 93, even though she had a stroke, but she still knew people and stuff, and she was still able to do some things, you know. But it's like the pillar of our family, the two pillars of our family have been shaken from under us. But they taught us as a family to stick together and love each other. No matter what the cut go or come, don't never turn your back on family.
Yep.
Stick with family. Because that's your first love, family. And that was God's plan in our life. God, his plan for us was to love family. That was all about family. Family love.
Okay, now, so what are some important lessons that you have learned in your life?
Well, some important lessons that I've learned in life is that you got to tell the truth. Whether it hurts or not, you can't get by with lying. Because God is not pleased at it. And other important lessons that I learned in life is that if people hurt you, you got to forgive. Because if you don't forgive someone that has hurt you, you cannot rightfully make it into the kingdom of God, because that's what his word says. You got to forgive. If God forgives you for things that you have done wrong, you have to forgive others.
Yep. Or you can't move on in life.
You cannot move on. And you not forgiving somebody, it's not hurting them. It's like a sore within your soul that's eating away at you, and that's killing you eventually. They going, moving on with their life while you stuck back in the path.
Yep. And every time you get around them, you bring it up.
You bring it up.
If you forgive,
you don't bring it up. It's cast into the sea of forgiveness. You may not like what they have done, but you cannot not love that person, because God said that you have to love everybody. Mm-hmm. You may not like what they have done to you, but you got to love them, because if you don't, you don't love Jesus Christ. Look what they did to him out on the cross. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if he wouldn't have forgiven them, he wouldn't be in heaven on the right-hand side of his Father.
Yes. So tell me about something that you would want people to remember of you. It could be your kid, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, or anybody that you know. What would you want them to remember of you?
All I would want somebody to remember of me is how I tried to win souls to Christ. My love for humankind. That's what I want them to remember about me. I don't want them to remember me by no kind of successes that I have in life, by no advances or nothing about no accolades that I got in life. All I want them to remember me by is that I'm a child of God and that I love people and I tried my best to win souls for Christ. That's how I want to be remembered. That I was loving and I was kind. Because when I tell you one thing, when I tell you kids that I work with and kids that I have worked with that have moved on to high school, whenever I see them, they holler, "Miss Davis, can I come back to your school?" And I tell them, no, life doesn't go backwards. It goes forward. That's all I want to be remembered by as to how I treated people and how I tried to love people and win their souls to Christ.
Okay, I really enjoyed talking to you, Granny. You really told me things that I didn't even know about my mama. You told me things about my grandparents, my great-grandparents that I didn't even know. I didn't even know that y'all had grew up poor because the way you live your life now, like, you do better for your grandkids and you do better for your great-grands and your kids to show them, oh, y'all can be better no matter what your past was like or no matter what you came from. You can always be successful in life. You can always help people and love people and you can always lead people to God, because if you don't have God in your life, then you really don't have nothing, to be honest. But I really enjoy talking to you, and when I grow up, I really do want to do things that you do, because I want to be family oriented. Because if I don't have family, secondly, then it's like you're alone. Because when you have family love in your circle, you feel like you protect it. You feel like you can count on these people because they always gonna be there. So I really enjoy talking to you.